When we say what we want, we don't care what is right. Send a flex while they stare in the night, in the air, it's apparent we nice. Porches go on the tear, this real deal, boy, it's more than a scare. I just suggest you do more than beware.
Keep on, 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 ke Hit that. Oh!
where's the lid?
Oh, shit. Here we go. All right, here we go. Shit, baby. Welcome back to another NA5 podcast. Your boy, AZ, aka Daddy Z. And to my motherfucking right.
Oh, my tattoo. You
have oh, dude, you're right. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Dude. The reunion is
Anthony
back, bro.
Hits a girl. Oh.
6'8", 125 pounds.
Some may say most petite.
That's what I'm saying. It's the return of Des.
Hello.
It must be so awkward for you because you can't hear this.
Yeah.
We have applause going on here. And to her right, y'all know him. 6'3", 175 pounds is what they're alleging.
Nonchalant with dreads.
Seven inches. -3 Young Austin.
-3 That's very generous. Thank you. My name is Austin.
Yo, okay. This is fucking all awesome. Right. Yo, if y'all want to see these videos done live, make sure you go to the TikTok. Like, these fine people are in here right now. Thank you for everybody that's in here. If you're on TikTok, go subscribe to the YouTube channel at NA5 Podcast. Yo, dude, this is fucking awesome. How does it feel to be back? Is it? Do you kind of still feel like, oh shit, like I remember what this was like?
I mean, yeah. I mean, Austin doing the cameras and stuff like that is what I used to do.
Yeah.
But it
I
was
got
funny.
Promoted.
You got promoted?
I got demoted.
Took your job, dude.
Thanks, Des. It was funny because the first episode I heard of you guys back, you're like, she's never coming back. And I said,
damn. Oh, it didn't. You said that.
I might have said that.
You said never. And then you said, wait, she might. I don't know. Yeah, and I was like, that's fair. Yeah. I was like,
that's what's
who
up,
knows?
Dude, I definitely missed your energy. Your energy is really cool. It's really fun. Like, even when y'all both came in here, like, y'all are so lively and it's like really cool. You know, you get like a little nostalgia. Like, yeah. Damn, this takes me back to like 21 when we were first.
Some may say when we were younger.
Yeah, when we were younger, all going
we'll not
out and shit.
Disclose information about my
age. That shit was lit.
Yo, thank you for the likes. Make sure y'all get us to 1,000 right there, bro. Spam it right
Unfortunately,
Unfortunately,
there's only place for one gay person on this podcast.
Oh.
Sorry.
Gay, but I'm lesbian.
Anthony took that spot.
Oh, yeah, right. All right, Austin, bro, give us a sober life update. Yo, so for anybody that didn't watch last episode, we did a poll on the TikTok. I'm telling y'all, go join the TikTok. It's really, really fun. They actually wanted the poll. Austin embarked on a journey. He's on his sober life right now. Sober life crisis is what we're going to call it because it's not fun. Me and Des are drinking right now. We're having the time of our lives. Cheers. And he's over here. Throw it up.
Water.
Right. Oh, yeah,
I have my existential crisis sober.
All right. And so he said that he was going to, you know, try to riz up the shoddy sober. You know what I'm saying? Insane fucking move, by the way. Right. And also in the chat, we were like, yo, okay, let's make a prediction how many women he will pull over. And then so we went over 1.5. So essentially two or more. Or under 1.5, so essentially one or less. So now, Austin, give us the update. Yo, run us through the night, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
build it up a little bit. Let's hear
Candela,
it.
Right? And I've already decided to be DD, so I was like, okay, I'm not drinking. I get to the pregame, and they're already kind of drunk, and they're like, all right, Austin's here. Yeah, take a shot, baby. It was the biggie, you know what I'm saying? It's a typical thing. And I was like, nah, I'm not doing that. Man. And they kept insisting, and I'm so proud of myself that I actually, like, you know, the peer pressure, I was able to, you know, deflect it and everything like that. Just get the fuck out of here. So
and
I said,
by the way, dude, we tried to get him to fold before the podcast started, and he almost did, I think.
Just so
he
you
almost
guys know,
did.
He doesn't like me. That's why he's not drinking.
I folded with the sugar. I took a sip of Red Bull with sugar.
I swear to God, these bitches and their calorie count.
Yo, for real.
That's
yo,
a borderline
sugar,
ED.
Sugar is bad for you guys. Don't take sugar. Anyway.
There's so much sugar in the U.S. in general.
Yeah, way too much.
Yo, thank you for 1.4K likes already, bro.
Lord.
Yo, get us to 5K likes right there, bro. I appreciate that. Go
so
ahead.
I was DD for the home. I was like, I bet. Cool. All right, now we get to Candela. And as soon as I walk in, I just feel the eyes are off for me, because I'm sober.
I wonder
and I'm
why.
There and I'm like, damn, like I can already sense everybody else's energy is like on 1,000. They're fucking lit.
Right. It's because like what we said, like when you're fucked up, you are like the party. The party is within mm-hmm. you, and right. your environment just kind of enhances it. But when you're sober, your environment has to be like get you there because yeah. you're not internally, you're not there. You know
I think you're just more loose. You're just like more open to more anything. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anything,
and it's just
literally.
Like when you're yeah. sober sexuality and then someone comes up to you, you're like,
you're more open to sexuality. Yeah, yeah.
That's what those guys in Thailand be saying too, really. Yeah. Go ahead. But,
what you call it?
Oh, oh, I thought you were talking. Okay.
Yeah, I thought you were going to
yeah, so the only thing I can order, because I went straight to the bar. That's usually what I do. I just order water on the rocks. You know what I'm saying? Water on the rocks or sugar-free Red Bull. I'm glad they had that. I took about 4 because I felt like I needed to feel something. You know,
that
I
was insane.
It was, you know what? That. Like, looking back, that's still not good. Like, 4.
You wanted
four,
to feel diabetes? Not.
4 is
or
a little.
Or a fucking adrenaline rush?
Dude, yeah.
I needed something because.
Anxiety?
Something was going on. I was like anxious.
Heart palpitations?
Yo, bro.
Dude, that shit, I don't know. I just wasn't feeling it. I was like, damn. Like, and the whole thing, like, in my mind, I was just thinking about the pole. I was like, bro, I can't let these people down.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
1.5, everyone's riding on me. They put the house on it, you know?
But, my parlay, no.
Yeah, for real. People's yeah, livelihood.
So I was in a group with, you know, both, you know, female and male people. So we just went to the dance floor. And the dance floor was packed. I'm talking like my hands were up here. I couldn't even go down. People were pushing.
Yeah, dance like this, bro.
I was like this. And this is where
dance like
I realized, like, yeah, the love of my life is not here at the club because
oh,
it was
really?
Hot.
You don't say.
It was
wow. What it a, was hot. A grave discovery.
Damn. I can't find my girlfriend at the club. Holy shit.
And I'm going to tell you why, bro.
I thought she was an upstanding woman.
I'm going to tell you why. Because it was so hot. People were sweating and I was able to see girls with their ugly ass makeup melting off their face.
Ah.
And that shit was not it, bro. I was like, that is not a good look. And right. I just, everywhere around me, I see people getting sloshed. And I'm like, dude, this is so unattractive. Like, I don't like this. What am I doing here? Right. I would like regret it. I was like, what am I doing here? Literally,
that's why. So when you're
no
fucked
business.
Up, you wouldn't yeah. have even cared about anything.
I was like, I have no business being here.
Do you ever think about just going to like a third space that's not a club to find a girl?
Like the gym? What are you talking about?
Other than the gym, like I don't know, like a hobby.
Before
that's
we
not
said like the library and shit like that,
yeah,
we're
yeah.
like, all right, bro, we haven't got no more homework anymore.
Like, oh, okay, you go to the gym. What if they have like a local volleyball thing, a local like okay. pickleball thing?
Yo, I told him pick up pickleball.
He did tell me
pickleball. It's like the hot like, trend right now. So like,
of course, like I'm pretty sure when you go to the club, you're like. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they're like, oh, sure, fuck it. You
yeah,
know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
What's your call it? So like, maybe oh,
wait,
you just
wait,
need,
wait, hold on.
You
hold
need
on,
a third. You need a third place from that third place, which is not the club or the gym, because I feel like even in the gym, you're trying to focus on yourself. I don't think you'd really want someone to come
he'd
up to you.
He'd be focusing on himself and then a bunch of fat butts around him. I know it, right?
I have to stay focused.
Like,
block him out. I have to block him out. I got to stay focused.
You know, mm-hmm. like Kevin will go to like some like conference meetings or like, you know, like something like outside of even our friend group that we don't go to.
Dude, so we work in the same hospital. I saw him.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
He was telling me he's your boss. He's wrote you up.
He is
I'm
not
kidding.
My boss.
What you'll call it. But yeah, have you ever just thought about going to like even like a separate place where you just know no one?
I just have to, like you said, expand my hobbies, you know.
Yeah,
like, I need to start doing more stuff. I do like the pickleball idea.
Yeah, pickleball is probably fire.
I was pretty good in high school, you know,
because me and my friends do pickleball. It's like pretty fun, but even
you play
then,
against Esau kids, Austin. Mm-hmm. It's the bar is not that high, brother.
Even hey. Then Kevin goes to like pickle and social where like
yeah,
that's,
right.
yeah, that's the one that's
yeah
one
it looks so cool, bro. The
it's
concept
like,
of that is really fire.
It's like beer and food and stuff like that, right?
So like even if you like doing physical activities, you can find someone that likes doing physical activities and she'll be like, oh, I like going to the gym too. You'd be like, oh my god.
He's gonna go home.
Yeah, I told him not to make that his personality. Like, yeah, gym.
You're 2 steps away from like gym bro.
Yeah,
yeah, I know. That's why I told him. I was like, drop that. And if she happens to go to the gym, then it's lit. You know, it's fun. Like, but don't follow with that, bro.
You're like a couple steps away from being like self obsessed. Be like, oh, well, my PR is like this.
Well,
or you don't know how much I bench. Or
well, listen,
you know.
Brother, my man right here used to be fat, you know. So,
but it's like, what else can you talk
crazy.
About?
Well, I thought he was gonna say used to.
What else can you talk about besides? Because especially, for example, you're talking to a woman. What common exercises would you guys do that could be relatable?
Okay, Austin. Yeah, go ahead, brother.
Cardio.
You just said you didn't like doing cardio, bitch.
Oh,
like,
he does.
Hey, I wasn't talking about the treadmill, baby. You know what I'm saying? Bruh. That's something common. That's something in common.
Wait, wrong one.
There you go.
That's the one I was gonna use.
That's funny.
But yeah.
Okay, take us through the night. Go ahead, brother.
So honestly, at one point I kind of just like almost started giving up because like, dude, it's not working out. Like, I'm not having fun because they're not, first of all, they're not playing my songs. So if they're not playing my songs, especially sober, like I'm not gonna get it.
You weren't everyone in the around me jam. Was
bro.
Dude.
They blocked
you. Like, he didn't try the Pon Bad Bunny on the forehead. You know what I'm saying?
Nah,
I still
no
got
way.
That fish meme.
Yo, so okay, where were your friends at this moment? Why wasn't there like energy slash?
No, they were getting lit. I was with them. They were, you know, throwing ass, girls on girls, guys on guys. You know what I'm saying? I gotta.
Hold on, brother. Oh wait, no, this one.
Yeah, so like they were getting lit. Like it was lit. I was just kind of like a fly. I was around. I was just like a fly on the wall, just watching the game lay out. Like,
being
damn,
a
that
voyeur,
shit looks nice.
I get you.
They were trying to get me drinks, and I was like, no, I can't. Like, I'm sorry. I have to really stay strong, stay focused. And they could tell, like, one, you know, they could tell I wasn't having a good time. They kept asking me every once in a while, like, yo, you good? Like, you having a good time? What's going on with you? And I'm like, I'm just sober, bro. And then I've been playing my songs, you know what I'm saying? And then finally started playing my song. It was Candela, Perro Negro theme. Mm-hmm. And they play that song, Perro Negro, you know, with the, you know, it started playing and I was like, oh, and they're like, Austin, this is your song. This is it.
Yeah, bro.
Now you gotta get lit. And I was like, yeah, now I'm fucking lit. Everyone was like, you know, like hyping me up.
This is where the ankle weights come off, brother. Go in.
I was going crazy. You know what I'm saying?
If you're an Arto fan, don't like you though. Anyways, continue.
Yeah. I was getting crazy, you know what I'm saying? And then the next song, you know, they stopped playing my song. And I was like, okay, that shit's fucking ass.
He saw you having fun and he purposely changed it.
So, yeah. So, first of all, obviously at a club, they're playing a lot of music. So, at the dance floor, I can't be spitting game. I can't be, you know, like, you want to dance. Like, it's so loud. It's so packed. It's so hot. I don't want to be there. And then it was one of the people that I kind of know that kind of threw it back on me a little bit. And I was like... It was one of those, they're like kind of close, like dancing around me. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and it was like, is this for me?
It was like, yeah. Exactly. I was like, is this? I'm looking around. I'm like, is someone else claiming this?
Is this ass safe for somebody? Because I'm about to hit.
Lost and found. Is someone claiming this? If not, I'm taking it.
I'm about to hit accept on this invitation. Yeah. Or whatever.
And that's exactly what I did. And I accepted it.
Like a magnet.
Lord. You know what I'm saying? I was like, I got to get this, you know? So, that you would say that counts, right? That counts.
Listen, this is what I was going to say, brother. This sounds like boosting to me, brother.
What is boosting?
And boosting, okay, for anybody that doesn't know, boosting, aka boosting numbers, is when you get like a cop out. You know what I'm saying? Like one that doesn't actually count, but like, you know, it's like treading the line. So it's like say like this, right? Like the nerd, like in the movies, when the nerds lost their virginity and shit, right? They did it with like a girl that was just like, all right, I'll do it with you, you know what I'm saying, just to get over with. This is kind of that. This gives me that vibe. That's what are we saying, brother? We're the judges right now.
Okay, I see what you mean, but at the same time.
Okay, continue with the story.
I could have got zero, you know what I'm saying?
Okay,
but
continue with
I
the
got
story.
Something. Okay.
With that girl, with the arc. Give us the lore of that girl, and then me and Des are going to decide like if this counts or not.
Okay, so I, in my head, count that as one. I was like, okay, cool. But I left out a little detail right here that maybe could save me, maybe not. That's why we got to VAR check this with you guys.
Let me see the cameras. Yeah, go.
That's now, there was also a girl twerking on her. So it was a train.
And
I was like, okay, hold on. Maybe.
Oh, no, this
Maybe this counts. As the 0.5.
Oh, no.
As the
0.5. No, sir.
As the 0.5. No. Maybe, just maybe, I can pass this.
It was the domino 3. No, sir. It does not count. It does not count. Listen, they could have been just dancing with each other and you just happen to like attract that girl in the back. Now, things would have changed if they somehow swapped places and shit. And then you got the other girl. Right, Des? Am I cooking?
Sure. Yeah.
It was kind of
We've had a girl go stray, like when we're like dancing together, and then like me and Jennifer, and then like one of our friends like go stray. We're like, oh, well, you know, Diva's on a hunt.
But it was also kind of one of those like the girl, like the other girl, she kind of like turns around and like sees if I'm valid. Like, she's like, let's take a look.
Is it dark?
Let's see.
She's squinting hard as fuck. And I guess, pulls out the phone with the flashlight.
But that was all I was able to get that night. So if you want to give me the 1.5,
that was it. Oh my goodness, brother!
If it matters to you, King.
Oh my goodness, brother!
It does, because I was sober and I didn't.
She said, "Is it dark, LMAO?" Yo, thank you for the gift, man. Goddamn, Austin, I expected more, brother. Not gonna lie.
I'm kind of proud of how I did, because I was sober and, you know, I kind of relied on myself, and I was able to get something.
Brother. And this is what we talked about. Okay. So when he was explaining his journey, right, he was saying
journey.
Yeah. He said that he was going to go after higher tier women because he was sober. And I was like, that sounds backwards to me. I would think that you would go down in tier in women just because you have less courage, because you have alcohol courage, right? So you're like, well, fuck it, like, this girl,
I mean,
like,
if we're also factoring in the club, you're gonna be like in the club, be like, do you have your doctorate? It's like, like, yeah. I don't think it's like, what's higher tier in the club?
Yeah, I guess we were talking about like strictly like looks wise, yeah, kind of, yeah, vibe, yeah. Like, yeah, like, yeah, you know.
But even then, I guess like looks wise and like, she's like so dumb. Is that even higher tier?
True. I guess for his case, he just strictly looks, right, Austin?
Yeah, yeah. Just for an experiment.
Yeah, yeah. So what I'm saying though is that like you knew what you were going into sober, but you still didn't go after the higher tier women. And this kind of proved my point that you had to have like a vibe in order to talk to other women.
You know what this reminds me of? You know, like that one meme of the guy digging for a diamonds? Yeah. And he stops right before he finds a diamond. That was you.
That was me?
Hey, said, you know, she could have been out there.
It's not easy, guys. It's not easy to go out there sober and talk to a girl. I'm going to tell you that right now. And a lot of guys can agree with me with this, I promise you.
I mean, I told you. But you were trying to come off like otherwise. Like, nah, I'm about to go crazy now.
Okay, like, that's a little over the top. I'm about to get every girl.
Do you think you like put too much pressure on yourself where like this conversation has to lead to somewhere? Which then like psychs you out from,
I think,
because
you had the poll in the background.
It's because I have the thoughts.
That's what
I'm saying. The second guessing, right? And with alcohol, I didn't have that. There was no filter. There's no filter.
And you're not drinking?
I'm not thinking, I'm doing. Whereas over here, I was thinking and not really doing, if that makes sense.
Right. So you felt the pressure?
So you are overthinking it?
Overthinking. There you go.
Do you think you do that in general? Like, whether outside of the club and in regular life?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Do you think you just don't know, like, I guess, like, with your...
Is this fucking therapy? What the fuck is going on? Say,
yo.
No, go ahead, brother. Let's go ahead.
Suddenly,
let's
take it away. No one's been asking the right questions.
Yeah, go ahead. Keep asking, and we're going to add some music in the background. Go ahead.
I don't think this is the right one. You need to play the sad violin.
No, like
this. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, my God.
Okay, let's get... You know what? At this point, okay, go ahead and pass the bottle. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm just...
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Do you think with the amount of friends that you have that are girls, you actually know how to start a conversation with a woman that you're actually interested in? Or do you think the conversations you lead with are you're like always looking forward to intimacy? You know what I mean?
So those two conversations
can lead to very different ways.
Well, it depends who I'm talking to.
That's like, also the problem.
Right.
Yeah, depends. You're picking and choosing who you want to be intimate with.
Because if it's just a random girl, I really don't. Like,
care, right,
like,
so
you know what I'm saying, like,
so what are you,
because
you're, so you're saying like go in with the same level every single time.
If you
only
want to be intimate, then you can't be upset that you only got one girl that danced on you. If you're looking for something more, you're upset that, you know, no one danced with you,
right?
So you have to pick and choose what you want to do. You can't be upset that you can't have both. You can't have your cake, eat it at the same time. You ever thought about that?
No.
No.
That's a lot of complex.
That does not come in our minds, Des. I was like, that is too complex for our tiny brains.
Where has been all the women?
I'm not 25 yet. My frontal lobe has not developed yet.
She's low key speaking facts. I love her.
That's what I'm saying, though. Because, like, for example, even though, like me and Jennifer, the way you speak to us is like, could that be a way you speak to a girl? Not that it's like bad or anything, but it could be a more softer way of entry compared to like a girl. You're just like, oh, what's going on? Like, what are you doing after?
Well, that's the thing. Like, I don't really like be risen up like that. Like, I try to, you know, just speak I kind of like in a friendly way, like, hey, like, how are you? Like, shit like that. Like, I don't really like to, I don't really raise up, like, hey, what are you doing?
So we talked about that last episode. He's kind of like the jester, you know, he just comes in, makes a motherfucker laugh. And sometimes, like, the women like that. So they just kind of attach themselves to him. He's like, oh, okay, cool. Like, that's the bag.
But do you think there's like, have you ever like thought about your intent behind it? Of like, I would like to see where this goes more as friends instead of just pursuing straight away. Have you ever thought about that? Maybe if you're friends first, hear me out. But like, even if you go as friends first, you do make a good friend. You do know more about women. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Obviously, if you surround yourself with nothing but guys, not that that's horrendous, but it is a red flag for women. Mm-hmm. The more you know how girls, how they act, how this, it doesn't come as a surprise to you, the results that you get, I guess you would say. Mm. You know what I mean? It'd be like, a lot of my friends that are girls don't like that. Maybe I shouldn't do that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
I have done better with like the way I talk when there's girls around, mm-hmm. because I would like kind of like not make certain jokes around girls just because mm-hmm. they're not for the female, you know, mm-hmm. gays or whatever. I keep those more towards the guys because those are like pretty inappropriate things to say, yeah, like in front of girls.
You know,
but back then I didn't give a fuck. I was like, you know, I'd say whatever the fuck I want.
Because obviously you are fighting like two vices. Like, the female gaze is the girl you want to get with and what you think she wants, what she sees. And mm-hmm. then obviously you're fighting the male gaze, how you look like in front of your guy friends, how you present. Did I score last night? Did I do this? Did I do mm-hmm. that? Unfortunately, it's hard to get best of both worlds. Right. Hannah Montana.
Well, I don't think Austin really cares about the male gaze part.
Even
like,
though you don't care, it's in the back of your mind. If he comes to us and he's just like, I held her hand. And
I think just this specific scenario, just because it's for the content, but any other time, I don't think you really like do it for because you want to tell people like, yo, I'm back to him.
He does it
for the sport. We need to go out together and be each other's wingmen / women to get each other's tens at Austin.
Tens at the club?
Who said that? Let's go.
Someone's mining for
Let's go
diamonds.
Sober.
Ms. Water. Anna.
Water only.
Water only.
That's funny.
Can I get the sparkling water?
Hold the sparkle.
Yo, speaking of men / women, I ran across a TikTok the other day, right? It said, this might be different, but this, we'll still get your good POV on this one. It said, men have it so easy day to day in that we always have something to do at any point of the day. So if we get home, we have so many different paths we could take it. Boom. If we want to go play video games with the boys, they're on all day, son. It don't matter. We want to go to the gym, hang out with the boys. They're there. We want to just chill and do nothing. Boom is there. We want to go play soccer, go do this, go do that. Boom. What do girls do? What is that like? You know, what's the equivalent of that but to girls? You know what I'm saying? And I couldn't really think about it too well. So maybe we get your POV. What is that equivalent to girls?
Like, you can go, like, shopping together. Like, shopping. Jennifer.
Okay, cool.
Jennifer and her friends are like, you want to go thrifting with me? Like, her and someone else are going to go thrift for watches at a pop-up event.
Right.
You know, it's like such, like, miscellaneous things. Hey, do you want to go try this restaurant out with me?
Right. And okay, I heard that kind of stuff, too. Now, I did see that somebody said, yeah, but, like, how often are you really going to do that every day? Like, are you really going to go out and spend money every day on trying a new restaurant or going shopping? You know what I'm saying?
I think that then boils down to, like, your friends and their interests. You know what I
mean? Yeah.
Obviously, a guy default, it is playing video games. I play video games. It's not a girl default and stuff like that.
You're more on the...
this motherfucker.
Go ahead, say it. Go ahead, say it.
More of my sister's vibe. my drift.
This motherfucker, bro.
Not that...
It's just, like I said, it just depends on your friend's interests. Obviously, it's so easy for guys because it's so ingrained to, like, when you're younger, hey, go play video games. Hey, go outside, play soccer. Hey, go do this, go do that. It's so ingrained into who you are that with girls, when you're coming up, it's like...
You just got to tell how to clean.
It's
basically. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's when you're like the oldest daughter. Like, a lot of my friends mm-hmm. are the oldest daughter. They usually take care of their siblings. They're usually cleaning. Mm-hmm. They're usually cooking. That's why when guys are like, oh, well, how do you guys spend quality time? It's like, oh, you just there, like, with each other talking. You can make time for your friends. It just depends on how you do, especially how we're getting older. How often do you game with your guy friends?
Right.
How often do you go to gym with at least three guy friends?
Oh, don't ask him because this is every day. Yeah. But yeah, you're right though. I get the point. Yeah,
that also is divided into like, you know, your age. Obviously, when you're 18, 19, everyone's fucking available. Doing everything.
Yeah.
Under the fucking moon.
And like, yo, you want to go to Florida this weekend? Yeah, I'm down. Like, yeah, fuck it.
I have negative two in my bank account, but we'll figure it out. You know what I mean? But now as you're getting older as well, like even then, like there's like some friends that I barely speak to because, you know, not anything bad. Like, you know, we're just living different lives. Yeah,
everybody got their like their ball rolling. They're the snowball rolling. They're focused on that. And then if you happen to get a time that you can like divert from that and be like, oh, shit, I got you. Like, yo, let's hang out.
Yeah.
I think you learn to appreciate people's presence more as you get older and shit. You're like, oh, you're fine with doing absolutely nothing as long as you're in their presence. You're like, oh, shit, I'm bouncing like, you know, energies off you and we're like fucking vibing. It's such a fucking beautiful
thing.
Yeah,
the more you feel envious of others and what they're doing, the less time you have on finding your passions and the people you like to be around.
Damn.
I'm done.
Cook!
obviously, like those third places that we were talking about previously, you find your friends in those places. You know what I mean? Even if it's simply like I asked my friend DV and Jordy, I asked them, hey, do you guys want to hang out with me while I fix a car? And they were just like, yeah. And they just sat there. And then anytime I needed help, they would help me. It's those kinds of friends that you find over time. You know, maybe you might ask a friend and they'll be like, no, I can't really do that and stuff like that. And you're slowly like, okay, you guys want to try something else? You know what I mean? It just depends what your common interests are. But definitely if you're around 16 to 21, 22, it feels like everybody has all the time in the world.
You're spinning actually. I think that's why it's also very important to have people that are very much your vibe, you know what I'm saying? Because like you said, you can tell your friends like, yo, pull up. But like if you were to tell like other people that aren't like, they're just kind of like acquaintance to you,
It wouldn't make sense for me to tell you, hey, can you want to hang out while you watch me work on my car? No, like, you have a kid,
brother. This is fucking
that's like 6 hours of your time you could have spent with your kid. It just seems more ignorant on my part.
Now you're fucking spinning, bro.
So it like I said, it just really depends on the lens you're looking it at.
In the comments they were saying like, oh, the girls do their nails and like drink coffee, go to brunch.
Love doing that. I love hitting up my cousin Eileen and just being like, hey, do you want to like go get coffee and just talk for 2 hours? And she goes, yeah. And then we just talk about nonsense. Like, we're literally just there cross-legged in the fucking cafe and we're just like, can you believe this? And then that's about it.
Nice. So, you brought up a kind of a cool point that you said that, you know, things change over time, like with your life as you get older. Let's talk about a little bit like of our goals. We're in a reunion now. This is fucking awesome. Let's talk about like, well, we could go about this two ways. We could talk about like our 5 to 10 year goals because, you know, you've changed.
You have a 5 year goal?
Bruh, like, we've changed since the first time we started doing this, like, what, 2 years ago? Like, till now. And then, like, now imagine what it's going to be like in 5 to 10 years and shit like that. Pretty cool.
I was very, like, in the beginning, I was very in my party phase. Like, yeah, I'm going to fuck. I live, you know, I'm young. Let me get lit. And then I started getting into kind of my, I want a girlfriend phase. Like, let me get a girlfriend type shit.
Starts barking in the back.
And yeah, so that's also not working out. So then I'm just trying to like really try to be the best version possible that I can be, you know, gym wise, eating wise.
So start it off, brother. 5 to 10 years. Yeah. That's long term goals. What is it looking like, bro?
Like, shoot, 5, 10 years. What is that?
That could be anything. Like
20, 30.
Work, relationship.
Can you imagine yourself being 30?
That's kind of crazy. Like,
I know. You're not even 25.
I'm not even 25 yet. God. You guys are.
Ooh, he's underdeveloped. He's undercooked.
Yeah, I would hope by 30, because I had a plan. Like, I was like, yeah, by late 20s, I should have a child. Like, that was like my initial plan. Like, that was like, okay, like, I'm definitely gonna have a girlfriend. Like, this is like teenage years.
I'm definitely gonna have a girlfriend. I'm definitely gonna have
a, like, I should have a wife by late 20s.
So don't you see me?
And I was like, come on, like, look at this. And
I was
kidding.
That's crazy because I was the opposite. I was like, fuck no, I'm not gonna have any of that until like I'm like mid 30s, until I have to type shit. Boom, done. Nah,
but like, you know, now as I get closer to the age, I'm like, okay, this is not looking good, right? So like now I'm just hoping for a girlfriend by 30.
But why is it not looking good? You also shouldn't put that pressure on yourself. I think it's not looking good because you really want it and it's like, really, fuck, time is going.
It's really on me. Like,
all the baddies are getting cuffed.
I used to think like, oh, fuck that girl. Like, she did me so dirty. Like, it's all on her. But I really, like, resentment. Had to do a little self-reflection, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, I think you're the problem, Austin. I think you're the problem. Oh, so what wow. I do now, I'm self-aware.
Okay.
I mean, there's always more to learn.
I talk to girls, and I like how things are going. But I kind of, like, what did you say? Like, kind of, like...
Self-sabotage?
Fantasize them, like... being a certain person. Yeah, like, I was like, okay, this is how this person's supposed to be. Like, she's supposed to, like, you know, text me every fucking day, like, mm-hmm. quick as fuck. Like, she's supposed to want to hang out with me and stuff like that. So I would kind of, like, imagine this person being a certain way, but they're really not that person.
You idolize them too far to where reality doesn't meet.
Yeah, I think.
So, like your perception of them is always different from reality.
I'm kind of, like, tunnel vision. I'm kind of, like, blinded by, you know, just wanting a connection, I guess.
Yeah, I think that's always, like, not a form of self-sabotage, but I will say that, like,
self-sabotage king, remember, bro?
I've heard it's called limerence. You have to look that up, but apparently that's what it's called.
I'm just kidding.
And some say it's like emotional trauma from childhood, apparently. And yeah, so I don't know. I don't know about when I, because I, you know, kind of like read a little bit on this, the little research type shit.
While you're crying,
like, why do I feel this way?
Have you thought about going to therapy?
So, like, yeah, that's what I was like. Oh, I should probably see somebody about this, see what's going on, you know. But right now, my therapy is a gym, and it's doing great. But yes, I
feel
like I should.
Have you ever thought about, like, maybe the gym helps?
Is my
you?
Trauma funny to you? Or something? Yo, I don't know why. What's going on over here? This guy.
Yeah, you're right, bro. You're right. You're opening up right now, bro. What am I doing?
But, have you ever thought about that the gym, even though it helps you therapy wise physically, you still need help mentally and emotionally?
For sure. Yeah, you definitely, I feel like you,
like,
should.
Even though, like, in therapy, people are always just like, oh, you have some, like, serious trauma. Sometimes it could just be, like, having that unbiased third point of view. Like, if obviously I go to one of my friends or Jennifer and I'm like, someone treated me like this and da da da, they're gonna have a biased point of view because they're my friend, right? They're this, mm-hmm. they're that.
Yeah, deadass,
obviously,
right.
You need someone so removed from the equation that
unbiased,
mm-hmm. they can, like, see both sides.
I wish therapists would call you out on your bullshit, because I've heard that they kind of, like, it's kind of like comfort you. They won't really correct you per se. They just kind of guide you through your kind of, like, emotions and traumas and shit.
I wish
they were like, nah, you're fucking tripping. Like, what the fuck are you saying right now? Like, you're the shit. You know, like, something like that. Or, like, you know, like, nah, don't do that. But I feel like that's kind of away from the.
Do you think you also have to finish that equation about challenging yourself, though? Like, they can lead you to the water. You got to drink it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you also still
got to do that last lift by yourself. Be like, well, was that bad or was that good? Was that enough or was...
I think the common person doesn't...
like, facing uncomfort?
Enough willpower to do that on their own. Like, like, you know, and just say, like, yeah, you know what? I am a bitch. I'm going to go ahead and change this. Like, you know, like, I feel like sometimes you got to have somebody to tell you that. I wonder if you could tell, like, your therapist, like, yo, can you just be, like, really harsh on me? Like,
have you ever,
like,
had one of your friends do that, though? And then you're like, he's a fucking asshole.
Yeah, see, that's the tough part.
And then you cut the
therapist off. But I am that asshole. I am that asshole. I'll say it how it is. Like, I'll be like, nah, but you're fucking tripping. Like, bro, that's how I am.
There's always, like, that double-edged sword. Someone will call you out for it, but then you're not happy with it.
Yeah, but...
Fight it 10 years,
bro. When I read that, I was, like, the emotional trauma, I was like, wait, this doesn't make any sense. Like, I was loved. You know,
I was just gonna say that. So, like, then where the fuck did this stem from?
I was loved from, you know, from a kid, from a child. Like, my parents loved me.
So it's like, I wasn't loved as an adult. Holy shit.
No, but I grew up very, like very afraid, very timid, very people pleaser. Like, I was always, like, waiting for a good job, Austin. Like, you did good. So, right. Like, it carries on to, like, today, even today, like, at work. I'm like, did I do a good job? Is this good enough? Like, I'm like, kind of, like, waiting for some, like...
Yes, you did squirt.
Yeah, like, good job. Like, I'm waiting for, like, some validation, you know what I'm saying? Yo, who's got some tissue, bro?
That's not the fucking right. Okay, that's what's
so up. Like, stuff like that, like, I need to, like, kind of, like, maybe talk to somebody about that. See what's up, you know?
BetterHelp.com/N85, bro. There you go. Come on.
Put in the code. But
yeah, okay, so that's what's up. So that's right, like so kind of your goal.
So that's
like
my
kinda,
emotional trauma. What are you?
So yeah, so kind of oh like unpacking, kind of like yeah. dealing with that and seeing how to navigate yeah. that.
So like, I'm also a big believer in God, always, right? And I'm like, okay, I feel like God. This guy's a fucking atheist, dude. But like, I'm like, okay, I'm all like, I try not to worry too much because it's all in God's timing. Like, so right. I'm like, I feel like God thinks I'm not ready for a relationship yet. I feel like He thinks and He knows that I need to work on myself. I need to work on like fixing my quote unquote trauma, you know. Mm-hmm. And
right,
you know, and when He wants there it to go, happen, brother. It will happen. So I don't really try not to trip. About yep.
Oh, what are you doing, brother? Come on,
I'm not doing that.
Also, if I almost got a piss.
Oh, you want to take a break? We can take a break.
You got ref-
I mean, we can get done with his goals.
Okay, go ahead, go ahead. Yeah, yeah. So
he still
goals,
hasn't
yeah.
named a goal. He just went to
yeah. You kind of just explained it. Kind of give it like a little title, like overall, like boom.
Overall, I'm trying to get myself out the mud. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm trying to be
the emotional mud type.
The
most.
The just like overall be. Be the very best self I can possibly be. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, that's
physically, mentally, emotionally. Like, I'm trying to up my emotional intelligence points. You know what I'm saying?
Do you think, nice. Like... clap, 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 clap. Do you think it will... Are you comfortable with your improvement not being as exponential and all over the place? Like, maybe the day that you do find, quote-unquote, the one, mm-hmm. you're never going to be fully ready? That's something you just have to accept?
Like... What if it comes too fast?
So what you're saying is that like they come and you're still kind of like a work in progress.
Yeah, yeah. Well, obviously, because there's never an end goal to obviously being a better person. You know right. what I mean? It's not linear. It's not exponential. It's literally forward, backward, up, down, side to side.
That's a very tough question. I've thought about that. And I'm like,
you know what I mean?
That's why like right now I'm like, you know, kind of look like I was looking back then, and but I also like think like, no, I shouldn't be looking because I'm not even ready. Like, I still need to get myself right. off the
mic. Because if you keep thinking that you're not ready, do you think you're holding yourself back from ever opening up?
Yes.
That could, yes. That's
now, this is another thing. This is okay. So, like, the reverse of that was happening with him too. He wanted to find a girl that was so damn perfect. Mm, like,
yeah.
Like, he would list all these things. I was like, brother. Where on earth are you gonna find this girl, bro? I was like, dude, you
she
better be willing 4. To like
GPA, eyeliner to the brim, fucking mother father status.
Bro, I was like, nah, bro. Like realistically, you're gonna get like 80% of this. If you're lucky, you lock that girl down. If she got 80% of all the things that you're looking for, because like you're not gonna find that perfect one. So like that might be another thing that you gotta work on too. Is like
you have to accept people for their flaws.
Yeah, which ones you can live with.
Go ahead and name some flaws, and I'll tell y'all which one I can.
Obviously, okay, yeah, go ahead, Des, take it away. What are some flaws?
What are some flaws?
Ooh,
give me some deal breakers.
Oh, here we go, kids, let's go.
Deal breaker.
Ooh.
Oh, no. Ooh. I'm sorry, no. I'm with you on that one. I am. Right
okay, well, let's do one kid.
I'm
one
unfortunately kid. Not the mom who stepped
that up. Is not a deal breaker. It's not
one kid.
Breaker.
Okay, two kids.
That's fine. It's pushing it.
No, I think two kids would be the deal breaker for me, bro.
Oh, really? Yeah. No.
Two one kid's fine. All right. Two kids is kind of wild.
Three is kind of, you know.
Three, you're,
now
you need
now
to
now
be,
you're a homewrecker. Like,
yeah, you need to be locked up somewhere.
Yeah. Now you're, yeah.
Does it matter the amount of baby daddies for two kids?
If what?
Does it matter the amount of baby daddies with two kids? Like, if it's two separate baby daddies?
Oh, yeah. That's even worse.
No, I mean, as long as they're cool. Like baby daddies,
the baby's cool.
I like to, I like to be. I like
go
to
the gym
kids.
With all three? Yeah, oh, yeah. Hell no.
Eskimo brothers.
Oh, no.
Was it called? No, not so sister wives.
So that shit was fire, huh, guys?
Not sister wives, brother wives?
Oh, hell no, brother. What about, like, stupid?
Oh yeah, I don't like that.
Oh,
how would you classify stupid though? Like, if they don't know the meaning of some words, like, it's hard to classify.
No, just
stupid.
Like not stupid, but
real
like,
life stupid.
Not like
because like, you could be like know. Book stupid, and that's fine because who really cares? Yeah. But some people are genuinely like real life stupid.
Give me an example.
Some people are just
Destiny
little...
Hard. I'm just like yo.
I'm just like some people are just a little slow.
Slow. Yeah. Yeah. That's okay. Yeah. Like, they do not understand things that are so clear.
Maybe they're not as self-aware as
yeah,
others.
That too. Like, self-awareness has to add with kind of like a little bit of like intelligence, life intelligence. IQ might be like 78, you know what I'm saying?
I'm dead.
Like that kind of shit.
It? I think that's to each their own, though, like, level of stupid.
Yeah.
I know I'd be asking, like, the dumbest questions to her, to Jennifer. She's just like, well, it's this. It's the patience.
Yeah.
It's the patience that comes with it. I'm dead.
Yeah. Okay. So, red flag, man. You could kind of, like, maybe overlook some type shit. Okay, cool.
Yeah, but, like, the reason why I'm, like... I don't know. The reason why I'm like...
This is a therapy session. So God damn, son.
The reason why I'm so strict is...
Yeah. Because I think about this like this person, my person, is supposed to be like the mother of my children. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is supposed to be my person.
Right. So you're like, if they're going to be my forever person, right. I want them to be perfect.
Not, you know, perfect, but pretty close. Yes.
Wishing y'all the best. Y'all, thank you, bro.
Thank you. Do you think because you hold such a possessive and role lens on a woman, because you said she needs to be the perfect mother, you don't see her for the person she is herself?
No.
Because you're like, she has to be a good mother.
No, that's
but
not.
But she's still your wife. She's still
right.
A person. You know what I mean?
Right,
if she
right.
has those
I'm
bad
not,
days.
I'm not saying like, I'm not looking for a perfect mother. That's not what I'm saying. Like, yeah, I'm not looking for like.
But it's coming out that way,
a mommy, like, you know. Right. I'm not looking. I'm just saying
it's
like,
just like in the back of your mind that you want her to like, become that one day.
Like,
type shit.
You know, not to like judge anybody, but like. The mother of my children shouldn't be getting trained by 10 guys. Like, you know,
oh
you know, like,
God.
You know, like, that's kind of like,
because you view it.
That's it, just it, how me. Like, that's yes, it's just
maybe
my
you
person.
Shouldn't right. view it as the mother of your kids, but just a person you want to be with. Maybe right. that's a better lens than bashing other people.
It doesn't. That doesn't really matter because I still don't want to be with someone that's been trained by 10 guys.
That's my point, but even other women who uh-huh. are more sexually liberated and stuff like that, right. you are just bashing on how they live and stuff like that. Mm. It's comfortable to just be like, hey, I wouldn't like a person like that, instead of, no, you'll be a mom one day, and that's all that you classify them
damn,
as.
No,
yeah. Yeah.
See,
so it you okay, are, I hate to say this, you're like two steps away from being like alpha male bullshit.
Yeah. Whoa. That's a little two steps too close.
No, you're two steps away because whoa. Also on other podcasts that I've listened to,
okay.
you're like, well, nice guy finished last. That's two
Last time I was on your side. Now this time I flipped.
No, no, no.
You
don't have to keep
cooking,
reiterating that you're a nice guy. No. People just know you're a nice guy.
Right.
And then the thing about you holding flowers to the end of the thing is like you're waiting for that reciprocal action until you feel that they should be rewarded instead of just viewing them as a person. I think that's very like you're waiting. You're doing all these things for some reciprocal action.
Oh, so you're saying that he should have gave them flowers regardless if there was a good or bad, like, you know?
I mean, even then, it just depends. But it feels like I'm holding... It's the same thing of, like, I'm waiting for my dog to do this trick, and then I'll give him a treat.
Right.
And they don't deserve that treat unless they do the trick or do whatever I want them to do.
Okay.
You're not viewing them as a said person. And instead, just maybe hold flowers for the next date.
She's speaking facts in the chat, bro.
I really like who they are and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like I said, you don't like that I'm saying this, but that's the matter of the fact. You're two steps away from being like, well, I'm a nice guy. They only want bad guys. That's what they deserve. And that is two steps away from literally backsliding into misogyny and like all that ugly shit that you say, oh, well but I'm not like that because I gave them flowers. But you only did that because they did what you wanted. So it's you're literally, as uncomfortable as it might seem, you're so close to slipping, even though it's an ugly thought to have. Because, like, I'll say as well, I think you're pretty nice and stuff like that, but some of the stuff you say is two steps away from being like, you know, you should probably shut the fuck up. You know what I mean?
Bruh. Right. Okay, let me play devil's advocate here, because I think...
Ref, well, do something.
Yeah. Help me out, ref. Real Madrid. Here we go. So listen. So I think kind of what he's saying, though, is that, like, it's first of all, it is a joke because we're joking, but he says kind of like he's been doing like the good stuff for the girl, you know what I'm saying? Because even that, I think he would have gave her the flowers even if it didn't go like, it would have had
the bar's not high.
Yeah. It would have gone bad in order for him.
Yeah.
The bar, not that it was like really good. It was just not terrible. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Like, that's where he was at.
I've not gone through like experience where like, oh yeah, she's not getting this.
Yeah, because every single time that we've said the story like on here, like he's always given the girl the flowers, you know, regardless of how it went. Because he's had certain instances where he was like, dude, this was the best date of my life. And then he went on dates after that and he was like, well, he still gave him the flowers because like it was still fun. It was still a good time, you know. It wasn't because like the bar was super high and he was like, you gotta be this person. You know what I'm saying? So like that's on his credit. Now where he says like the good guys finish last is that like he was being like the best possible guy he could be, but those girls still did him so dirty. To go into an even worse situation like them.
Do you think that?
But that's where where I was talking about earlier, where that came into play. Where I used to think like that, like, okay, like I did him, like they did me so dirty. Mm-hmm. But like I really like I said, I self-reflected and I was like, wait, no, you're wrong, Austin, because you thought that person was this person and that's not who they are. And that's why I hurt myself. I thought this would be like what I wanted, but they never turned out to be that person. And that's not on them for, you know, that's on me for thinking.
Yeah, see, that was a good part.
Yeah.
Yeah, like whatchamacallit, I think even if they did you so dirty in a sense, you also have to be like, unfortunately, rejection is a part of dating and a part of life and stuff like that. I just think I will not lie, I will not cap, rejection is hard to handle. Mm-hmm. It is hard for no matter anybody, who you're into, whether it's a guy, it's a girl, somewhere in between and stuff like that. Rejection is hard. Obviously, we don't want to feel nasty. We don't want to feel ugly. We don't want to feel, we want to feel accepted.
She's speaking facts in the chat. We also got Austin needed to hear that. Also, you won't find love expecting that they won't judge you from the past either. That's true. Word to Amy. Amy in the chat.
Hi, Amy. I don't know. let's,
yeah. But it's like, obviously it's an ugly feeling. Everybody wants to be accepted and stuff like that. I think it's also in the lens of like, you know, maybe girls that you've ghosted, girls that you stopped talking to. In their lens... You're a shit guy. You know what I mean?
Right. It's a circle, you know. I was ghosted, and then I started doing the ghost. I'm like, okay, wait, I get why I did this. I get why I did that.
I do think the nice guy trope, even if you're a girl and be like, well, nice guys finish last, and then I'll bring it up to them, whoever's in the chat.
Should we do a poll? Let's go. Poll in the chat. Here we go.
No offense, but it's just like, okay, so when even girls say like, nice guys finish last, where's your boyfriend? If there's so many nice guys out there. Where's your boyfriend? Where's your girlfriend if so many good people finish last? I think it's because when you center your world around being a good person, sometimes people deviate away that they only be a good person to find results. Oh, I want someone to say thank you. Oh, I want someone to give me something back. Oh, I want this. I want that. I also had to go through that. I also had to be like, well, they didn't even say thank you. I had to be like, I did what I can. I did my best. And that's what came out. At least I can live with myself and say I did the best I could. You know what I mean? And I think, unfortunately, the nice person, nice guy gets skewed to a way it can go a very nasty route, or it can just be who you are as a person. I don't think you have to keep reiterating that you're a nice guy. You're a nice guy. I think most of us know you're a nice guy. You don't have to keep saying
it because other assholes get
a girl. It could be the same thing. They have to work on themselves. It's a previous trauma that's completely out of your control.
Right. Damn, Des. Yo, this is what we missed from Des, bro. She brought up different perspectives. It's because me and Austin are the same motherfucker, so we would be over here agreeing like, fuck girls.
It did concern me because I will be honest. Crucify me, if you will, just like on Easter. That's why I had to like kind of like pause some podcasts and I couldn't go back to them. Because I was just like, this is two steps away from Alpha Male Red podcast.
Right.
I was just like, I know you guys are cool, but some of the stuff we're playing
most of the time too.
But that's what you say to not feel guilty about it. Also as well. Hear me out. There's not that it's you specifically. There's some guys that will push those boundaries and say, well, I'm joking.
They'll hide behind the blanket of joking.
It's not joking no more. That's who you are. You know what I mean? I think you also have to differentiate, hey, I'm joking. So when is that not joking no more? That's who you are as a person. Like, no offense. I know some guys that were like friends of friends that keep making fun of gay people.
Right.
And they keep saying the F slur. They keep making fun of gay people. They keep questioning, well, why do gay people get together? When do I differentiate that they're joking to that's who they are? When do I set that boundary?
Right.
When is it like, okay, that was funny. Like, we should cut it out. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. When does it end? When do I put up my wall? Because then they're questioning me fundamentally about me and my relationship with my girlfriend. Mm-hmm. When does it stop being a joke until the day that me and my girlfriend can get married? And people were like, well, that's just how it is. You know what I mean? And we're just joking.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. it's not like it's not around the corner. You know what I mean? When does it end? When does the boundary end? When does the joking stop? You know?
True. Okay. All right. Yeah. So Austin, to recap, yeah. he said emotional 5 to 10, you know, get that shit under control.
Yeah.
That kind of bullshit.
That's the goal, right? That's the goal.
All right. Nice. Des, take it away, brother. Five to 10 year goal, bro.
2030.
Holy shit. 20, also, 35. We have a gray shorts is packing.
Yo,
sick meat, by the way, brother. Dude, nice set of balls right there. It's getting noticed, bro.
This sound for free, bro.
Yo, there's a poll right here.
There's a paywall?
There's a poll right here. Anybody that's watching right now, go vote in the poll. It's right here. It's live for one more minute. Go ahead, Des.
Wait, what's the poll?
Do good guys finish last?
Okay. I mean, at least someone finishes.
Oh, you're right.
What you call it? I think it's hard. I don't even live my life year by year. I live it like as close as I can to in the moment. Mm. As corny as I sound, live, laugh, love type bullshit.
Right.
Yeah. What you call it? I think even like me planning a tattoo was like only 2 weeks out. And I could barely like think about like, yeah, that works. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I think life in this stage right now, from when I was like 18, 21 to now that I'm like 25, about to turn 26. Oh, shocker.
God.
I think I wasn't even the same person year by year. So right. It's hard for me to plan ahead.
Yeah. That's just how you're built though. Like you're kind of more comfortable like doing it. Cause then I feel like you're the type of person that you're gonna get like anxiety or some shit if you start planning too much ahead and it doesn't like come to fruition.
Oh fuck yeah. I had an existential crisis the other
day.
I had the existential crisis going to bed fucking on a Wednesday.
Cause a lot of people try to say like, dude, no, you gotta have like plan ahead and this and this and this. But it doesn't work for a lot of people. Yeah. Some people are like, yeah, you're right. Hold up, we have
what is that?
Do good guys finish last? Well, we only got one vote, but it says no. Okay. Here we go. We got a question in the chat. This one. Okay. Here we go. What was the other reasons y'all stopped recording pods together? Here we go.
Do we need a shot for that team?
Yeah, let's fucking... Here, cheers again. And I've been the only one that's been drinking, by the way.
I've had this tweet.
Yo, let me get that water.
Okay.
Let me get that water.
This one?
I was talking about whichever ones y'all don't want.
Oh, this man always steals my fucking water, brother. Yeah. So let's hear from Des first, because we said our kind of like piece on the first episode back. Now we get to hear from Des. Oh, here we go. Hey, nice question in the chat. Here we go.
They're trying to stir the pot.
Yeah. Let's
the pot
go.
Is stirred. The pot is melting.
Go ahead and stir
go
it.
Go ahead.
Des. I think I was kind of done doing the podcast because unfortunately some of the topics did become a bit repetitive. I think there was like nothing more I could offer to the table. For example, relationship wise, I think everybody knew where I standed. You know, like 10
stood,
feet.
Stood, but yeah.
Yeah, like standed. Yeah. Standed, stooded. What you call it. So I think there was like nothing more that I could add. I was unfortunately generally getting bored, and I think that could not that I hide it really well, I think you guys could notice it, let alone them, let alone the cameras and stuff like mm-hmm. that, where I was just kind of like checked out and be like, yeah, this, yeah, that. Yeah, I think there was just nothing more that I could add. There's only so much that I can do, let alone a different point of view. What a good rhyme. So it's just like my trail just kind of like faded off. There's nothing more that I could do.
And yeah, you were like a lime that was already squeezed and it could not be squeezed
not
anymore.
Lime.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was just like I just unfortunately didn't have fun just reiterating my topics, even though I was the only like different one. Yeah, I was just got kind of tired. And I think it was pretty noticeable with the way that I would talk, the way that I would speak. My fucking shrimp ass posture. I think it was noticeable with everything.
And that's what we were saying with Austin. We were like, sometimes because it really works for like us because we're very like alike. So we bounce off each other very well. We can navigate through topics like very similarly and shit like that. So it doesn't really get too old for us, but I could definitely see that, like, and I definitely saw it, like you said, that, like, you know, once you get through talking the same kind of things, like, or the same kind of like topics get touched, you kind of feel like, ah, okay, well, I've already said this and that.
I've already said my piece.
I asked Anthony, I was like, so what is this about? Are we just gonna talk about relationships? Because
about I was like,
I don't think I'm a very good person to be talking about this. So.
Yeah, because I also think there was like certain topics that, you know, like we just couldn't touch on anymore and stuff like that. I think there was like topics that we were like deviating so different from that it wasn't gonna come out cohesively.
That's another thing that I was gonna say, like, yeah, we are on two different sides of the spectrum when it comes to stuff like that. You think about things very differently. It's not like a right or wrong thing. You just think very differently than, like, well, I guess more me than him. He doesn't really give a fuck about anything, really. And so that leads to just kind of like awkwardness, you know, it's not tension either. Cause like, we just got a question in the chat. Is there any bad tension between y'all? And it's like, no, definitely not me.
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I did have to learn that our lives were just, you know, diverging from different roads, like you said.
Yeah.
And it's something everybody has to learn when growing up, as corny as that fucking sounds. I did have to watch a video to be like, you know, even though you feel like your friends, you know, start to have kids and stuff like that, and you start to feel abandoned and stuff like that, not everything's about you. They do want to take a different life road path that isn't ill intention toward you.
Right.
But you can also have that intention to actively be in their lives, or you can have the active intention to still pursue your own single, you know, family-less life. Which does comes at a crossroads and feels very intentional from either side. So for example, even though you're focused on your kid and I'm like, hey, let's go out. And you're just like, no, I can't. Yeah. I can take it in the way of just like, wow, he never wants to do anything in the morning.
Yes,
and then you can take it in the way of like, wow, they don't understand I have kids.
And they,
like,
don't invite me no more and this and that. They don't fuck with me no more. Yeah.
There's always sides that no one ever knows. Obviously I'm not saying that I'm perfect. Like I said, I had to work on it very actively.
Yeah.
To be like, you know, this isn't directly towards me. This isn't a direct effect that he wanted to make on my life. This is something he genuinely wants for himself, and you know what I mean? Stuff like that. There's just nothing more that we could talk about. And even when I start to think of it outside of the podcast, I'm like, what do we even have in common anymore?
Yeah, so that's another thing that we were just like, that you kind of iterated, like, you know, we were not only talking about the, like, similar topics over and over, but we were also starting to divert in, like, life paths that we didn't even have anything in common anymore. Right. Like, yo, what are we talking about, guys?
We used to go out all together, right, on nights out. And then you kind of stopped, and we kind of kept going. And then it just kind of, like, you know, made things a little dwindled. Different.
Yeah. It's like you can't, like, be relatable anymore at a certain point. Yeah. But then I guess, like, and this is where I thought about after a while. I was like, well, that's the beauty of becoming an adult, is that everybody starts going their own separate paths, but you can still fuck with them from afar. Like, oh, dude, this was awesome when we did this back in the day. Like, oh, like, you're doing that right now? Oh, I'm so happy for you. Like, this is cool. Like, you know, be happy for people from afar, you know? And even if people think differently or, like, whatever, go different routes, like, you know, I had to learn that as well. Like, to accept the fact that everybody thinks and acts differently, and you just gotta, whether you, like, want to be okay with that or not, just got to accept that. Like,
life keeps marching.
Yeah.
You can't really, like, go against the grain.
Yeah.
You can't just be like, well, you were single once. It's like, no, well, this is how it is now. Change is a very constant thing in your 20s, no matter if you like it or not. That's why really weirdly, I had that realization at, like, 2 in the morning where I was just like, wow, like, after... my frontal lobe developed or whatnot, and I was just like, wow, I'm kind of excited to see what my 30s bring, even though you fucks say it's old. I'm excited to see what 30s bring because my 20s was so much change. I'm excited to see what comes after. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm excited to see who I am, who my friends are, where everybody leads. You just had to put a different lens on it instead of saying the doom of like, wow, we used to be like this and we used to do this and we used to do that. You have to be excited for other people's futures, not just your own. And there was like a thing where I had to constantly like, you know, remind myself where like we all come from different places. We're all going different places.
Yeah.
Destination is never like finite. It's always changing and stuff like that. Like I didn't think I was going to be an aunt 2 years ago. I'm an aunt now. I fucking love my niece. I'm hoping to be a fucking great aunt. I hope that my niece comes to me when, you know, she's 5, 10, 15. I hope she comes to me and she's excited to tell me about her stuff. I'm excited to give her things. Mm-hmm. I want to keep my cars to give her to when she's like older. I am planning a bunch of things for her. It's like a bunch of things that, you know, I couldn't imagine doing before.
Yeah. And even with like, you know, when we decided that like we were going to go our separate ways with the podcast wise, I remember that conversation we had at the table. I was like, hey, like, one of the last advices that I gave to you, I was like, oh, dude, like, I see that sometimes you stress about, like, you know, trying to spread yourself thin to, like, accommodate people. You were like, I just want to, like, make sure that you're good and shit like that.
I have
very bad
people-pleasing
tendencies. That kind of thing. And I told her, I was like, hey, bro, like, you got to be more selfish nowadays, bro. Because, like, the only person who's going to, like, care about... Not really care about. The only person that's going to make sure your life is where it's supposed to be in reality is you. You know what I'm saying? So like if you spread yourself too thin, well, you're helping those people and those people are getting the benefits of like you, you know, because you're a really good like helper. You're going to help people's lives. But in doing that, like you're not going to be able to help yourself. So I was like, you know, spend a little more time like, you know, being a little more like selfish, I guess you can say.
I do think I also was searching for community. Obviously, American wise that we live in right now, it's not really community based. I do think I wanted friends there for me. I did want to be there for my friends and I wanted a constant, reassurance that like, you know, people are going to be there no matter what.
Yeah.
And, lucky enough, I did finally find that with the group of friends that I have now. And, you know, even if I've learned from my past mistakes with other friends, I could always be a better friend and stuff like that. But the friends that I have now are literally the kind of friends that be like, hey, I'm not doing anything, but I am pretty bored. Do you want to hang out? And they'll be like, yeah. Hey, I'm doing this, but I just want someone around. Can you do that? It's a part of also searching for community. Yeah. I think that's very lackluster in our day and age. And, you know, when also people have kids, like I wasn't a good enough community to my friends that had kids.
And I dude, you're speaking facts because, like we just said, as your lives diverge and everybody goes their separate ways, sometimes you also got to go your separate ways with communities. Like you say, find your place because, like, if those people are going different places, well, they're gonna start living their life different, and it might not accommodate you or what you want. So that's where bad tensions might rise. Where you're like, well, fuck, these people aren't even like.
All they want to talk about with me no like more. Even if it's like something that's so selfish, it's like, well, all they want to talk about is their kids. I'm like, exactly. Yeah, well, their kids revolve.
But I can't relate.
Though.
Yeah. That's why you have to sometimes move communities, and like both parties have to be like aware of that. Like, hey, this person's gonna start hanging out with like fuck. Like, I'm not crying, I promise.
Oh, no.
This person's gonna start hanging out with other people, and I have to be aware of like this is not like a bad tension thing. It's just like how naturally things go. And you just gotta be like happy for that person, like from afar and shit. Like, we have so many questions, by the way, in the fucking chat. Let's
weirdly enough, community based on our friends, like we have like as fucking the Dom Toretto. Like we have like we make meals Sundays. So every now and then
family time
and like, everybody comes in.
Quality time.
Yeah. And everybody comes in like literally like a week or two ago, like when we all got really drunk. Everybody on their own separate time, we're like, hey, we're making hot dogs wrapped in bacon. Everybody wants to come over. everybody came over. We were watching, we were eating hot dogs, watching Love is Love on the Spectrum on Netflix. And we were just rooting for people with autism, trying to find love.
Fuck yeah. We got one right here.
Yeah.
Let's go. Okay, yeah, so
on that show.
With the reunion, is there any... Oh my God, they're trying to stir, or I don't know what the fuck you got going on. Is there any unresolved issues that have not been spoken about yet? I don't think so. Well, I think we kind of just touched on it. Like, you know, everybody was going their own separate ways. And so we got to kind of like figured that, you know, everybody's going to go their own separate ways.
Mm-hmm.
There was no like issues with that. At first, it was just kind of weird. It was kind of weird because, like, nobody was saying it.
Yeah.
We were all doing it without anybody saying it. So, like, after we kind of, like, said it, then everything was good. It was kind of like, cool.
Obviously, you don't want to be the one that starts trouble.
You don't want to be the one
that, like, makes the first move and be like, hey, guys, I don't feel appreciated. But then I also have to see, like, what am I doing to, like, help with the situation? Obviously, I wasn't doing enough. And I also had to self-reflect on that. So it's like a constant cycle of like what you could have done, what had happened, and what had happened, and what you have to come to accept. So it is a really weird cycle.
On top of that, do y'all each have a memory you cherish the most? Okay, dude, that's the cool part. So like I said, like once you like, you know, haven't seen each other for a while, or like, you know, you move on to different things, you get to actually reminisce on the times like from the past, and it was like, you're like, oh, fuck that. Like, we had a fucking fantastic time. Like, when we were go out and shit, like, every night. Like, every single night was a new story, bro. If you haven't listened to those old podcasts, bro, go listen to those podcasts, dude. Like, they're awesome. We recap, like, the night. Time. Yeah.
Because Destiny, she would just wingman me. Like, they'll go to her. They'll go to her. She'll deflect them to me. And I was like, hell yeah.
Or, like, me and Des were always, like, the duo, bro. Like, with the dance moves and shit, we'd always be there, like, not giving a fuck who was around. Those were awesome. Like, I definitely think about those moments all the time. Like, I always just look around, like, oh, Des is there. We just
I do think of quality time. Like, coming back hammered, and we watch Ratatouille. I was going to bring you a Ratatouille rat from Disney World.
Oh, thank
because,
you. Well, you got me that keychain, so I still
so I was like, every time I see a fucking rat, I'm like,
Austin, the fucking rat.
Yeah, I would always play Ratatouille on the way back.
Yeah, I do appreciate like third party views a lot. I know I had a crisis where I was just like, wow, I speak too much about myself on the podcast, but I also think I do that without a mic, like one on one person. Like,
that's good for a podcast, bro.
I'm like, oh, so much of myself is out there. And then like when I'm in the club, I'm like, well, did you know about this about me? And I'm like, so stupid. I do appreciate like talking about like personal life with you, like in the kitchen, and we're just eating. We're just like, yeah, shit happens. Like, what can you do about it? You know what I mean? Yeah. It offers like a fresh perspective because obviously I don't talk about my feelings a lot with guys. And it was like the off chance where I was just like, what do you think about this? And you're just
Dude, it was so weird. Like, we would randomly just talk about shit. Like, sometimes
like
we would meet each other. Yeah, for like 3 hours. Random as fuck. Like, family issues or like emotional shit. And like, I remember there was one time where I started crying. I was like, dude, that was just so fucking... that shit was wild. But that is very true. Like, I fuck with that. I don't know her personally, but I love the way she thinks. She got me thinking deep now. Yo, shout out Amy in the chat, bro. We just got to follow. That's what's up.
Team, is it okay if I piss?
Oh,
Go ahead, bro.
Sure.
Thank God.
Austin, favorite cherished memory?
Dude, my memory is just so bad. Like, I can't remember a lot of things because the drinking is just
You don't remember anything because of TikTok brain.
Yeah, that's also. Yeah, the doom scrolling doesn't help.
Oh, me. I'm sorry.
I'm just trying to think of something nice you did to me. I don't know.
Any nights out in particular that you could think of?
Isn't really more of a like a deep thing, but this is, I remember that time we were all squeezed into that car, like a clown car.
Yes, yes, yes.
I really like that.
That shit was hilarious.
It was like, we were determined to get everybody there in one fucking... Yo, my shit cut off.
Yeah, your shit. That's weird.
It was a really funny night.
My back was broken. We were all in the car. Like, I promise you, it was like Sardines. 12. Like, 12 in, like, you know, a little sedan.
Never mind. I'm glad he was skipped in the chat.
Damn.
Hold on, let me fix
that's
my hair.
Yo, that's hilarious.
Yeah, the alcohol. Dude. They be hitting.
OMG Des in the chat. All right, yo, I didn't even say my 5-to-10-year goal. Here we go. Okay. I said in the last episode that I feel like you have like a physical age and a mental age.
You
a physical
so?
age,
I heard you had
I'm 25.
A quarter life crisis.
I did. 25, but I have the back of a 70-year-old, bro. I have back problems, bro. So I gotta fucking.
Is it
probably
posture review?
Yeah, posture review is crazy. My mental maturity, I feel very great with it, dude. I feel like I'm a 38-year-old man. I feel very good. I feel like I have a lot of things figured out, bro. Not everything, but a lot of things
working. Do you think you're worried that if you have a 38-year-old mind right now, when you get to 38, you'll be too far ahead?
No, because I think the quicker you figure things out to your own life, not to, because like there's people that always try to claim like you should be doing this, like, you know, they clap give you like that. Like yeah, the 100% blueprint. No, that's not true. But for your life, right? So for my specific life, where I want to be, I feel like I got it pretty figured out, like how I'm gonna get there, you know what I'm saying? So it's just a head start. So I'm actually very, very happy with that.
I'm with you. I love not knowing anything. This is the girly clap. Yeah, no, this is the girly clap. You should do it. You got your index in your thing, and you go like this.
Oh, this one?
Yes. I don't know. Yes. You go. Or you go like this when you agree with something.
Yeah. It's like the there's always a driver. There's always like the passenger with the map and the kid in the back. Just like living life.
I have the map, but then I get scared looking at the map and I throw it down.
Okay, here we go. I got it.
There you go. I'll give you a little time.
Yeah. I'm a little fucked up. That's why. Okay, here we go.
Oh, I got you. Someone hasn't drank in a while.
I have it. Okay, so listen.
Do you want a little bit of Red Bull?
No, because then I'll tweak out. Yo, listen. Okay, so listen. I've had this thought, right? That I've always had this fucking problem, but I don't put myself in other people's shoes whenever
not sanitary, but.
Bro, this motherfucker. Whenever I like act. Like just exist. I don't know. How do I say that? Interact with them.
Yeah. Okay.
Or like impact them.
Yeah.
Like when I say things to you, what is that? Acting? No, that's.
It's interacting.
Yeah, interacting. It's interacting. There we go.
Come on.
Okay. I'm a little fucked up. There we go. Okay. Awesome. Thank you. Appreciate that, brother.
I mean, you said it. You said it.
All right. Listen. So one of the prime examples is one of my children with Aiden, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes, now when you become a parent, you don't necessarily know how to properly.
Damn, son.
Someone shoot that bottle. Something limit.
Holy shit. Yo, delete the video.
Take a shot, bro. That's what you need.
Yo. There's a DJ. No. Why are you crying? You don't have to feel sorry for him. Yo.
This motherfucker always got tears in his eyes, bro. That's crazy.
He's feeling so emotional.
Listen.
I'm a cancer.
Knowing how to properly... Yo, what's so fucking funny?
Because you actually try to pronounce that manually. You are properly.
Yeah, okay.
You got it. Go ahead.
Okay.
How to properly navigate situations where other people's feelings are in the mix.
So you're having a hard time having empathy?
Yes, but no. Yes, not intentionally though. Because intentionally, I always do like deep down have a good intention, but it might not. Even though I have a good intention, it still might not be like a good outcome. You know what I'm saying? So try to figure out like where I can get that good outcome. Because sometimes like even though like if I try to correct him. Sometimes I don't correct them correctly. Sometimes I end up hurting his feelings and shit like that.
Well, as a parent, there's not like a right or wrong avenue. That's also
There's
like a horrendous and there's like pretty soft.
It's like a scale. It's a spectrum.
Yeah,
but like, I want to start leaning like not start because I think I am doing a good job, but like I want to get more like a lot more hits on the like. Good on him.
Oh,
because like
I want to get more hits in. Like, what are lashes in?
Look at him.
Nah, do you? I mean, you guys think like kids should be spanked, right? Or no?
Here we go. We're gonna differ. I already know.
Like, or are you guys more on the gentle parent?
Let's go. I like this. Go ahead, Des. Take it away. Me and Austin are about to agree on this one.
I wouldn't want to hit them. I'd rather my partner. Hit them.
I'd rather they look like the bad guy than me.
Because I'm the fun dad.
Well, I think it's like a joint consensus with your partner, especially because like obviously you guys can have different views on being raised. For example, right. like the way my girlfriend was punished was pretty fucking harsh.
And, versus
the way I was raised, like, even though I can say, like, well, I turned out okay, I also know in the back of my head, I was still, like, scared of my parents. Like, even though it has implications today where, like, I fuck up, I come home crying because I think I'm going to go, think I'm in trouble.
Right.
And stuff like that. So I do think the main factor you could never predict the outcome is your kid, because your kid is a whole separate being.
Yeah.
So
that kind of does, like, kind of goes with, like, what I was talking about. Yeah.
So even though you and your partner can be on agreeance, disagreeance, you know, whatever, your kid is just such, like, the outcome you can never predict.
Right.
So they can take it
they're
in a good way.
They're their own person. They make their own decisions.
Yeah, okay, so, now fuck your partner, brother. You think you spanking kids or what, bro? Come on, let's see her.
Jennifer? Let's say.
Don't look at Jennifer, bro. I'm saying Des. Don't look at Jennifer, brother. Let's say. She's Honduran. She's going to say yes, actually.
Let's say.
The rule of three? What's the rule of three?
Oh, three strikes and you get up. Okay.
That's pretty good.
All right. That's somewhere in the middle.
I'm two for three.
Because I'm always like, I'm always hesitant on being like, yeah, you should hear your kids. Because it obviously comes out of the frustration of the parent. Like, there's like, you don't know what else to do. Like, it just comes, like, it comes out of you. Like, it's not for the, sometimes it's not for the betterment of themselves. It's because you are, like, you're so stressed out by your kid. The only way to calm them down is to hit them. So
you're saying, like, you're out of options. Like,
yeah,
you tried everything.
Like, a good and a bad.
Right. So sometimes you, like, yeah, you're kind of right. You do every possible option. Like, you remind them once nicely, remind them again, maybe even a third time too. And you're like, well, they think I'm soft. They think that shit is sweet around here. They can just do whatever they want. Like, okay, cool. I got to punish and shit like that. That's true. One thing I have learned that does work, and it's kind of like the dog. That's
Pavlov.
Funny. The dog and what's that word? An analogy that you used earlier with a tree, right?
Dog and a tree?
Yeah. With kids, with raising kids, it kind of works the same way as a dog, in that they learn more when you give them a treat as opposed to, like, they don't learn as
positive
much when you discipline. Yeah. Positive. So, like, a dog, when they do something bad, right? Well, you fucking spank them, right?
Mm-hmm.
When in reality, they actually tend to learn a lot when you just train them the right way off the jump, you know, give them kind of treats and shit as they go. It works with kids as well. Not all the time. So that's why I am for spanking, brother. Damn. I definitely, and it works, bro. It works. It definitely works, dude. Now, you definitely don't abuse it. Like, that's your last resort. Like, kind of like you said, you're out of options.
Your wife definitely gave me some insight when she said, like, she had, like, a paddle.
Yes, the paddle is right there. Oh, wait. Yeah. It might not be, because he might. Damn, that means it was used.
Shout out the paddle. Shout out the paddle. Because, like, she told me from, like, a mommy class, which was, like, very insightful to me, because obviously I was the youngest. I don't know what it's like to discipline somebody else. I just know what it's like to be very upset off their fucking rift. Yeah. And she's just like, well, if you hit them with your hand, they just only know to be afraid of you.
You, yes.
And if you hit them with the paddle, they know to be afraid of the paddle. Just like when my dad would get his belt out and he'd smack it three times, I knew I had to sit my ass fucking down.
Yeah.
Not because he stood there, but because he took off his belt and he slapped it three times.
Yeah.
So it's like it's a give or take, because, you know what I mean? You never know.
Yeah, you want them to be afraid of something, because, like, that fear. That is included with discipline. You know what I'm saying? Like, there has to be a consequence, because a lot of times, like, kids don't know, like, they don't learn without a consequence, if that makes sense. Everything is sweet. I always think about my fucking brothers, bro.
Well,
throw back to the OG analogy. My brothers, you know, they grew up a lot different. They grew up a lot sweeter. Like, they never got hit. They never got nothing. So they never grew up with a consequence. So like, their whole point in life, they lived without a consequence. So they never, like, tried.
Mm-hmm.
Because I always tried, just like you. I tried because I had fear of failing. I had fear of, like, not being good enough, and my parents, like, being upset. Like, that fear, that was a consequence. But they never had that fear. You sometimes do gotta have that fear, whether it's spanking or it's, like, you know, any other consequence, that type of shit, you know?
I think fear is one of, like, our oldest. I heard it on the.
Yo, fuck the live.
On another podcast. I'm dead. Bye, guys.
We gotta play some games.
I think fear is one of our oldest emotions. So that's the one that's like so engraved to you from like birth that you'll obviously know fear off the rip. Like even as a baby, when you talk to a baby, you could talk to it in a sweet voice. They know that's okay. If you talk to it in a rough ass voice, like, hey, like they know. It's kind of like a dog. When you yell at your dog, your dog knows to like scurry away.
We got to end this. This is 2 hours long, bro.
Damn.
Fucking.
Somebody say long enough.
For real. Oh, haven't heard that one yet. This has been another NA5 podcast. Thank you guys for tuning in, and thank you for Des for coming, bro. This was awesome. Coming. This was a nice little. Oh, why'd you say it like that?
What?
Why'd you say it like that?
Thank you for being here. Damn.
Yo, this was a cool little reunion, bro. I really appreciated this. It's really fun. I miss this. I miss the synergy that we have. It's really, really cool. If you haven't subscribed, make sure to go subscribe to the channel at NA5 Podcast. TikTok, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all the good shit. Thank you guys. We'll see y'all next week. Peace.
See you later. Bye.